This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
National Weather Service has now issued an extreme cold warning starting at 9 tomorrow because wind chills could be as low as below zero. Governor Abbott has activated the emergency response resources because of the extreme cold as well as other issues across the state.
The potential for wildfires to the west, heavy rains and flooding to the east.
Extreme cold in north and northwest Texas should begin on Tuesday morning. At that time, some wind chills may be as low as zero.
Governor Abbott says the state's power grid has never been more prepared for weather like this. Chief Nim Kidd of the Texas Division of Emergency Management says if in trouble, they're there to help.
Don't forget, on the back of your Texas driver's license is an 800 number. And if you're stranded there and need help, we have resources that are ready to come and get you.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, as North Texas prepares for winter blast, remember, cover the pipes at home. Scott Allison is a plumber on the Milestone Plumbing Heating Electric team and says while prices for all materials have gone up, a busted pipe will likely require more than just a plumber, and those repairs, they can take longer to fix sometimes. He remembers the last bad freeze we had in 2021.
We got so busy that we were pushed out 4 weeks just helping people out with those damages or the pipe burst calls. And it was 7 days a week, 24/7 of our guys going out and helping people in the Metroplex.
Yeah, well, he says no matter how little or how big the pipe repair is, it is always best to hire a licensed professional. We're going to be speaking with Scott at 4:40 for today's Ask the Expert. And just a good reminder for all of us to prepare. And for anyone who's new here to North Texas, you'll really want to listen into this conversation, especially if you are a homeowner. But don't forget, KRLD's got your back, all right? We're going to be here throughout this winter weather storm. All you got to do is listen to us through your Alexa or your Google, or you can download the Odyssey app. That's AUDACY. It is free. You download it. You got the KRLD app page right there. There's even a little voice memo. So hopefully this doesn't happen to you, but if you see a busted pipe or, you know, a patch of ice on the road, you can let us know about it. You can send us a little voice memo and give us a heads up.
Here on KRLD. Right now, though, the focus is on Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Saudi Arabia today as part of a Middle Eastern tour. He's going to talk about the future of the conflicts in Ukraine and Gaza as well. He's already met with Saudi officials to talk about Gaza, and he's scheduled to meet with Russian officials to talk about Ukraine today. This just days after the president's phone call with Vladimir Putin left some European nations confused, frustrated. Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, told NBC yesterday that he was not going to agree to a deal if he wasn't involved in the talks. Well, that seems
kind of important.
Seems reasonable. But. News Nation Washington correspondent Kelly Meyer has been following all of this and joins us this morning. Well, let's start with Marco Rubio. What is on the agenda for him today?
Yeah, so he is just arriving in Saudi Arabia today. We know that he's going to be meeting with those Russian officials tomorrow. A State Department spokesperson confirms with the reporters that are on the trip. And that will also involve not only the Secretary of State, but the National Security Advisor, Mike Waltz, and Trump's envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff. So this is going to be only between the U.S. and Russian officials. And that's what's getting the response from Ukrainian President Zelensky, saying that he didn't know about those talks, that they weren't involved in these talks, and that anything that is agreed to will not be included in the negotiation process as they work to get to these peace talks and get them through and get the war in Ukraine resolved and to an end.
Do we know why the president has gone this route and President Putin, why they've just completely cut Zelensky out of the negotiations here?
So there could be many reasons, but what they're saying on the publicly on the front of this is the Trump administration is saying that we've had private conversations with Ukraine. We've met with Ukraine separately, so we can also meet with Russia separately. The concern for Ukraine is that something's going to be done behind the scenes that they aren't agreeing to, and they don't want anything about Ukraine without Ukraine, which was really the focus and the message from the prior administration. And now we're seeing this administration doing separate talks, separate meetings, and even the president saying he's willing to meet with President Putin in person in Saudi Arabia himself. He said that, quote, very soon when asked when that might happen. And President Trump hasn't really said how he feels about where Ukraine stands in these talks. He was asked last week in the Oval Office if he feels as though Ukraine is equal in these conversations with Russia. And he said, oh, that's an interesting question. And he just said, he really just said Ukraine wants peace. We want peace. But he didn't answer the question whether he sees Ukraine as an equal in these conversations, and that's a big part of this as well.
Other NATO members, European countries specifically, they're not terribly happy about this, are they? What are they saying?
So actually, they're having an emergency meeting, many of them, today in Paris. So the French President Emmanuel Macron is actually gathering some of the leaders, European allies, in Paris today to talk about Ukraine specifically. Even the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying that he could see himself bringing troops to Ukraine to continue this fight themselves as well. So they're seeing them rally around Ukraine, as we've seen with NATO and the prior administration. But we knew that support for Ukraine going forward was a question with this new administration coming in. So we do know also that President Trump spoke to Emmanuel Macron, the president of France, today as well, as he was gathering those European leaders in Paris. We don't know yet exactly what was said between the two leaders.
Kelly, thank you so much. It's good information. We appreciate the time.
Absolutely.
That is News Nation correspondent Kelly Meyer with us here on KRLD as the talks continue. I think Trump and Putin, they've got it figured this way. If this works, they're heroes because they created the deal to end the war. But if it collapses, they can blame it on Ukraine.
Well, and it's also a thing here, too. Can NATO support Ukraine the way the United States did? We were clearly giving them more money than anybody. They were basically able to continue the war because of our generosity, I guess. Right. So if we start pulling that back, do they have a reasonable means to continue a fighting? And I don't know about that.
And can they sustain the defense they've put up for 2.5 years already?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
the All-Star Games.
That was about the only thing that was cool. Yes,
exactly. And you know who didn't like it? Someone who's not afraid to share his opinion. That is Golden State Warriors forward Draymond Green. Not a fan.
I'm coaching some team, and she's right. Some team that no one wants to see.
Oh, man.
I had to work so hard to play on Sunday night of All-Star Weekend. And because ratings are down, because the game's bad, we're bringing in Rising Stars. That's not a fix. I never played in the Rising Stars game. My first 2 years, I didn't touch that game. And these guys get to touch the All-Star floor? On Sunday night? Like when the floor is the floor? You know, in America, the president has Air Force One, right?
Yeah.
They have several of those planes. It's only Air Force One if the president's on it. That's the All-Star floor.
Mm.
You have the court. You have the events. It's a nice-looking court. When All-Stars are on the court, now it's the All-Star court. Those guys did not make the All-Star team. To be playing in the All-Star game and you did not make the All-Star team is absurd.
Okay, fair point. and he wasn't done.
Work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo, Kobe, and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some Rising Stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
There you go.
In fairness to the NBA, and you brought this up, I mean, when you've got games where it's a layup drill, basically. It's a slam dunk contest, and the final score is 211 to whatever.
They
had to do something.
It is clear that the players have checked out of this game. You can understand
absolutely.
It was kind of hockey and NFL because of the violent nature of the sport. You can get injured at any point in those games. NBA, no, not so much. It's just seriously, these guys just don't want to play there. They don't want to play any defense. They don't want to, you know, give effort out there. And I think it's leaking into the regular season.
They don't want to risk injury for one thing.
But also your 82 game, they say that's too long.
Yeah.
So they don't want to play an extra game, even if it means something. It's not. This is a different breed of NBA than it was in the past.
I don't know. This is not the answer.
No.
But they needed to do something, but I don't think this is the answer.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.